Saturday in the Valley in Turner's Falls, people will be risking life and limb at the top of First Street, driving past Unity Park and Turner's in suicide machines called soapboxes. We are at the top of First Street, Turner's Falls, the site of Saturday's Soapbox Derby 2, with the River's own account executive, which is code for sales guy, Mark Latanzi, who's wearing a bicycle helmet, and before us stands a plywood triangle with a wheel at the front, two wheels at the back, painted yellow, and the name of your soapbox is called Cheese Whiz, because it looks like a wedge of cheese. Today is not the day of the Soapbox Derby, and we're where the Soapbox Derby is going to be, and you're going to take this soapbox racer down this hill. How is what we're doing not illegal?
I've been told that these are bicycles.
They're tricycles, at least, because they're three-wheel.
So it's not a motorized vehicle. You don't need a license to operate it, and it can be on the street just like any other non-motorized human-powered vehicle.
Are we going to get killed?
I guess in the realm of possibilities, that's one.
So you can go first.
I was planning on that, yeah.
What makes a soapbox a soapbox? Well, besides just your ability to kind of like stand up on it and spout off the nonsense and conspiracy theory that you may believe in.
A gravity-powered vehicle with three or more wheels are the basic constraints of the race.
Does this thing have brakes? That's the other thing.
There's two brake pedals, but the left one is the only one that's hooked up. I couldn't figure out how to get the right one to work.
Oh, wow, that makes me really want to ride it after you. All right, I'm going to get in his truck and trail him. How come I can't get your car to start? Clutch start cancel. That is dumb. Looks like the coast is clear. Hey, ladies, get out of the way.
Thank you.
All right, here we go down the hill. Spotting him. He looks like he's doing well. I'm going 20. I say probably get up 25 miles an hour. Trip one, success. Anything get destroyed?
No, but holy crap, was that fast.
You were going, I am estimating at about 25 miles an hour.
It felt really fast, really quickly. I have to admit, I tested the brakes. And the brakes didn't do.
Oh my. Well, I guess who's not taking that down the hill then?
Oh, yes, you are.
Nick from Montague, you're one of the organizers of the Soapbox Derby.
That's right.
Last year, I was flabbergasted of the success of the Soapbox Derby. This place, Unity Park, was mobbed with people wanting to see the soapboxes come down. And the thing that's nice about Turner's as compared to, say, Greenfield, is the old guard and the hippies don't get along so well in Greenfield, but the old guard and the hippies and Turner's and Montague do get along really well. Everybody of all hipster stripes and or farmer stripes were all here watching the soapbox.
That's right. It was a great day. And I think part of that is because they used to have races here in Turner's many, many years ago. They came out to, you know, sort of relive their childhood memories. And a lot of them were calling saying, oh, thank you for bringing this back.
How many cars are going to be here on Saturday?
So far, we've got 45 registered.
Why do they call them soapboxes again and not like death traps?
I think originally they had spare soapboxes lying around from deliveries. They just slapped some wagon wheels on it and shoved them down the hill. You know, nowadays we're a little bit more creative.
All right, now somehow, ridiculously, I'm being convinced to take this thing out. Yeah, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. I've jumped out of a plane, zip lining, cold weather camping. This is so dumb.
Fine.
What are we waiting for?
I don't know, but look at that guy's gonna, it looks like he's got a cart, he's gonna try out his.
I'm doing a radio feature on the Soapbox Derby with my recorder.
Yeah, are you the driver?
Yeah.
Nice.
Katie, what kind of cart is it? Yours looks like it's made out of metal and awesome things, and Mark's looks like it doesn't have any brakes and it's gonna kill me on the way down.
Mine is made with metal because my boyfriend's a welder, so he made it for me.
I wish my boyfriend was a welder.
There was a guy that had like this makeshift thing. What are those, like, red wagons? Yeah. Made it halfway down and did, like, two cartwheels and just ate it.
This was last year?
No, last night.
Oh.
Last night. He was all balled up, rolling on the dirt.
Why am I doing this?
Because life is worth living.
Yeah, I'm not doing this. This is dumb to do now.
No, it's not, because I'll be behind you.
We'll stop, and they will call and make sure there's no one down at the bottom.
Fine.
Yes. Sucker. I mean, awesome. You're so brave.
All right. I love how the steering wheel pulls out from the steering column.
Yeah, don't yank too hard.
There is absolutely no brakes on this thing. Am I going straight?
You'll once you start rolling, you know how to drive a car.
My car turns when I turn the wheel and has brakes when I put the brakes on.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, off you go.
Stop away. Oh my goodness. The brakes have no use. Well, that's a thing I can check off the bucket list. The Montague Soapbox Derby is this Saturday with races starting at noon at Unity Park.
This time we're gonna scream and shout. Stop this car, I'm getting out.
Different is good. Mornings on the River. Monty's show is made possible by Volkswagen Northampton.
Join the life is...
Awesome. MontagueSoapboxDerby.com.